President. Good afternoon, colleagues. Now, the rules of procedure are supposed to enable our efforts. They're not supposed to be a straitjacket. And the long history of this BWC forum is that the rules have been honored in the breach rather than the observance. We have been flexible over the years and adapted to circumstances. Sometimes we have a drafting committee, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we have multiple active chairs, sometimes we don't. And that has everything to do with circumstances and personalities and the president saying, this is the best way forward, let's go that way. I support the proposal made by the president, and I would cite a couple of things as to why there are items worthy of going into the drafting committee now. I listened to the discussion this morning about setting up an S&T review panel. Seems to be total agreement that one needs to exist, but lots of details that need to be worked out. When the devil is in the details, the devil is in the drafting. And I think the best way to move the S&T review panel forward would be for the drafting committee to sit and see if they can blend ideas together and perhaps identify issues that need to come back to the committee of the whole to be resolved because they're of greater significance. The Article 7 proposal by South Africa, text has been available for quite some time, dating back to previous meetings. I think the drafting committee might be the place where any fine-tuning might need to be done. We are very supportive, the United States, of this proposal. We have several proposals about the intersessional work program to establish an experts working group. Why don't we see if we can blend those together through the drafting process and perhaps limit the amount of political discourse we need to have in this room? As our president pointed out, we have a limited amount of time. If we don't do things in parallel, the time will run out. And I don't think any of us want that to happen. So I hope people can show a little flexibility, at least on the types of issues where I have raised, where the devil is in the drafting. Let's see what the drafting committee can do, recognizing that ultimately these issues will come back to the committee of the whole. Thank you very much, Mr. President, and I'm very supportive of your leadership in trying to move us forward. Thank you.